Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right.
Talk Radio.
All right. I think that's them talking now. I'm so excited for today. Powerhouse Love Radio brought to you by the Natural Living and Healing Conference and the Utah Natural Living Guide. We're going to get right into it today because we have a guest that is super powerful, and I want him to have as much time as he possibly can. So you guys know Bill Barney. He's on with us again today, and he is going to do something special for us. I'm super excited for this, and I'm just going to let him go because I've interviewed him. We've talked before. You guys know him, I know him, so I'm going to let him show off his stuff. So without further ado, now I'm nervous he's not here.
I'm right here. Can you see me?
All right, we've got Bill Barney live in, I was going to say in the flesh, but on the air. So here's Bill.
Okay, great. Hey, Mike, also it sounds like in the background maybe you've got a speaker going on that your phone is picking up, so I'm getting a looped feedback.
I can hear that.
There's something that might be going on there. And is Amy on the phone with us today?
I am.
Excellent. So I'm a guest with a guest. We're doubling up today, and Amy Earle has volunteered to come on and be vulnerable and be a volunteer to do a very special process. And so what...
Hey,
we are
Bill,
going
I'm
going to
hop off the line because I don't know what's happening.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to hop off the line. So should you guys should be able to do your thing.
Okay, perfect.
Is your wife right there by you? I see she's on the call, too.
No, she is not with me. She was on the call earlier. I'm not sure what happened there.
Okay. I see her line open. All righty. Well, I'm just making sure. So I'll drop off, and then if let me know. I guess you can't really let me know if.
Okay, good enough. So this will just record, and then we'll be done, and you'll send out the link for the recording afterwards. Well, perfect. Let's get going then. Amy, are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, perfect. For all the guests who have been patient enough to wait for us, I apologize. We had some technical difficulties. Sometimes life happens when you're planning other stuff. And so we just roll with it and keep on moving forward. That's the way we make progress. Correct, Amy?
This is true.
All right. Well, what we're going to do today, this is something I've seen in the healing that I've worked, is only things traumatic memories that a person has.
You're breaking up.
Them. I am breaking up. How is that? Is that better?
A little.
Oh, gosh. We're having all kinds of fun today.
Just keep going. It'll get better.
Okay, good enough. I think... is this working now?
Yes.
Okay, good enough. So let me know, Amy, if the audio quality gets a little poor because I'm counting on you. Again, we have had some difficulties coming from a few different direction states. But what happens is when someone has a traumatic experience, they feel it like a combination of things. And so I would like to invite you as guests, as the listeners today, to participate and play along with Amy. We're going to talk to Amy about these things. Take it out and write down a few things and follow along with us as best you can. And you can experience healing today, too. And so what I'd like to ask Amy, and we talked just slightly about this. This is not pre-programmed, but we talked enough to make sure this was something that she would be willing to talk about, is about something that's a painful or traumatic experience from sometime in your recent past. You know, last 10 years or so, something like that.
Well, there's been, we talked about several different things. But one is that I am standing, I'm standing up and claiming the power. And like, we as women don't have to be afraid of the word miscarriage. It happens. It's really sad when it does. But we don't have to claim that power to ruin our lives. We can take care of it and address it and then let go of the nasty parts and keep the very beautiful parts that still left with us.
That is beautiful. And so you are, I know we talked about this, and so you're, we talked about that you miscarried it, and there was a lot, that it still is quite painful when you think about that now. It brings up a lot of stuff for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so guest listener, or the people that are listening, follow along. Think of something that has happened to you in the last 10, maybe 15 years, that when you think about it now, it still brings up a lot of memories. And then I'm going to ask Amy about some specific feelings, but write down your own specific feelings for the listeners, and just follow along with it. So, Amy, when you had this miscarriage, what was some of the main emotions or feelings that you were experiencing? What we want to do is break this down and just say that was a really sad, hard time in my life. What are the components of that? And break down what those are.
Well, I felt like I wasn't in control of my life because I was just barely married. We got pregnant 3 months into our marriage, and then we had a miscarriage 6 months into our marriage. And so everything was happening pretty fast. And so I was not happy with the timing of it. And then when the pregnancy didn't survive, then I felt guilty that I had wished that I had better control over it or better timing over it.
Okay. Okay. So you talked about being out of control or unprepared. Which one of those seems stronger to you as far as, or are those two different things for you?
They're two different, and the stronger of the two is unprepared.
Unprepared. So you felt unprepared, out of control, then you had a feeling of guilt. Okay, along with that. Now, we could break this down even further and come up with more things. But what I want you to do, and listeners, follow along, I want you to see how there's patterns. Now, if Amy had more miscarriages, she would probably unlikely do the same thing. But see how things are linked in your life that you never before supposed would be linked. Can you think of another time in your life, even maybe since then, where you felt like you were unprepared and things were a little bit out of control? I mean, more recent than the miscarriage. If something doesn't come up, we'll just go backwards in time.
Let's just go backwards in time.
Okay, perfect. Before we do leave this event, how old were you when that happened? I think you're only about 22 years old now, but
yes.
How old were you when you miscarried?
I was 28.
You were 28. So my math is off, but when you think about that right now, and you combine the feeling of unprepared and out of control and guilt, how high would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10? What you're feeling in this moment, and listeners, go ahead and do the same thing for you. Rate what's coming up for you and rate how intense it is and write it down. Go ahead, Amy.
It's a 7.
About a 7 out of 10. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
So can you think of another time earlier in your life before this event? Now, where you felt the feelings, and listeners, as you're following along, for not the same type of an event, but just imagine what pops up, and it can seem like a totally different deal, where you felt those two or three or four components. And Amy, can you think of another earlier time in your life where you felt that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was between my junior and senior year, in high school, my parents traveled to Philmont Scout Ranch, and my dad signed me up for this mountain woman adventure, and it included hiking 35 miles, and I didn't prepare for a 35-mile hike. I mean, I had my gear and stuff, but it was really hard. I wasn't prepared for this experience.
And when you think about that now, in this moment, is those same feelings? I mean, is there junk that comes up for you?
Yes,
is it
actually
more than just a memory or part of your story?
Yes, actually, emotions come up with that. Now that we're in this moment, yes.
Isn't that interesting? It has nothing to do, and yet they're linked because it's the same culmination of emotions. And listeners, if you're following along and jotting out your stuff, I think you'll start to see a pattern here. How high would you rate the intensity of these, what you're feeling in this moment from this experience of this scouting super high?
It's like an 8.
It's like an 8 out of 10. Okay. And so I'm going to put you were about 17 then. It was between junior and senior years, somewhere in that age, right? 16, 17?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's go to an earlier time, if you can think of another time, maybe a whole different scenario, where you felt unprepared, out of control, and some guilt, even.
Go all the way back to the kindergarten. My birthday is at the very end of August. And so my mom held me back for 1 year to make sure I was fully ready and prepared. And I do agree with that decision. But still, I felt out of balance because I was held back a year before I went to school.
Yeah, and Amy, do you feel like that you're more emotionally mature than you were at 5 years old? Are you able to process and see all sides of the picture?
Yes.
Okay, yes, obviously. But as a five-year-old, you saw just from your very limited point of view as to how that looked. And who knows what kind of beliefs you might have taken on. Imagine, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not big enough. I'm not. This is the reason mommy doesn't love me or mommy doesn't believe in me. Mommy doesn't trust that I can do this. And you may not be conscious of any of these things, but when we have events like that, it can create all of these things. So when you think about that just that moment of being held up and used to rate that cluster of feelings, how high would that be on a scale of 1 to 10?
That's like at a 5.
So it's less. It's like a 5 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So what if I can find a series, and if Amy and I, it's not really necessary, but we could find probably several things in the in-between years and maybe even things that have happened since then that have gone on since her miscarriage at age 28 that would have this same component. And what happens is when we have this pain that we're carrying on, that we're holding on to, it becomes a special blend or special recipe of these emotions. And has this feeling for Amy of unprepared, being out of control. And then taking on a component of guilty, which, as I look at any of these things, what does she have to be guilty for? But it doesn't matter what's regional or rational or logical. It's what she feels. It's what's in her programming. And what will happen is when we carry that much pain and that much emotion on something, it becomes very first and foremost in our creation process, and we will tend to recreate events that have these components over and over again, even though it's like it's not what we want. It's the exact opposite of what we want, but because we're carrying that energy, we create it. Let me give you an example. If you've ever ridden a mountain bike along a narrow path, it doesn't have to be a mountain bike, but a bike along a narrow path, and where you don't have a lot of wiggle room, maybe, 12, 14 inches, whatever, on the path, and there's a rock in the path, have you ever noticed, if you stare at that rock, if you watch that, it's like, I've got to miss that rock, 9 times out of 10, you'll run into it, because it's what you're focusing on. Yet if you will look it right to the side of the rock and put your attention on where you want to go, you'll miss the rock every time. But it's by looking at it saying, man, I don't want to hit that rock, it's like a magnet just pulls you right into it. I think that's why drunks run into policemen off the side of the road with their lights on. It's like, oh, you know, and you end up running into the very thing you fear the most, and you end up creating the thing you thought. And that's what happens, and so I like to link all of these together. And if we peel now, that actually her experience for Amy was the strongest when she was in high school. But if we go back to the earliest one, even if it only rated at a 2, this experience in kindergarten, and if we will work on healing that memory first, the others tend to fall like dominoes. Not always. Some of them will come down by half or more, and then we have to do a little bit of work on them. But we do become much more effective when we multiply our efforts when we can link a bunch of traumatic experiences together and then heal the first one first. If I start at the latest one, we have to take each one case by case. And this way we turn it around, it's just like tipping over dominoes that you blind up. So I hope that you're following along and that you've jotted some notes down. We're going to do a healing process now. And Amy, I don't know if you have a headset on or if you can, it probably would, if you have to put your phone on speaker, it probably would be better if you mute it so we don't get more echo.
Okay.
And just follow along with me. We're going to do a healing codes process. And so, Amy, if any of these instructions are not clear to you, then say, hey, you know, question me and make sure that you know what that's out. So I'm going to ask you to work with 4 points on your head. And for listeners, just follow along. Do the same thing. I invite you, if you're not driving and if you're not in a public place where people think you've lost your beans, go ahead and follow along. But any touch that, there's a spot right between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose in the center of your forehead there. Just take your fingertip and touch that spot right between your eyebrows. Okay, very good. When we do the process, you won't actually be touching that, but I want you to touch it so you have a memory of where that is. The next thing is down on your throat. If you were a man and had an Adam's apple, I want you to touch that spot there. I'm just going to say throat, but it's that spot right above the thyroid where the Adam's apple would be. Got that?
Okay.
And the next spot, there's actually two of them, but there is because one on each side of the face. So go up along the lower jawline, right back to where your jaw hinges and pivots. And then come back just a little bit further, and if you put your fingertip there, you'll notice your fingertip is just in front of and barely below the earlobe. Does that make any sense?
Repeat that one again.
Just in front of and below the earlobe on the jawline there. Right back where when you open your mouth wide where the jaw hinges. Right there. One on each side of the face. Got that. Perfect. Thank you. And the last spot, if you'll go up and put your fingertip on the side of your forehead, right in the center of your temple, in that deepest part of the depression on the side of your head.
Okay.
Okay, if you got that, that's actually not the spot, but you can get there from here. So what you did is move your fingertip back a half an inch and then up a half an inch.
Okay, do I have it?
So still kind of on the temple, but it's on the outer edge. Perfect. And so one on each side of the head. So now that we use very specific hand position when we do this, and your fingertips will be about 3 inches away from each one of these points when I tell you to go to a certain point or whatever. So if you'll take one hand and hold it up like you're saying stop with all your fingers and your thumbs out. And, well, if you only got one thumb, then just use the one. Your fingers and your thumb. Now fold your fingers over to where it touches the thumb. Now, your fingers should still be straight, but mostly just bent at that first knuckle. So your fingertips and your thumb are all pointing out away from the palm. Does that make sense? So you're not curling your fingertips like you're grabbing a handlebar. You're pointing forward with all 5 digits.
Oh, like that?
I can't see you, but I'm assuming so.
Okay.
So, if you take your thumb out of the way and you turn your hand sideways, it'll almost look like a number 7 as you go up your hand, and then when your fingertip pulled over, looks like that top flat part on a number 7.
Oh, okay.
And then you just bring your thumb tip around. So do that with the other hand. So you got both hands in this weird position. And now bring your hands around and direct to where you're pointing all 10 digits at that spot between your eyebrows.
Oh,
And so if you're doing this right, if you were to imagine that you have a small beam of light going out of the, each one of the ends on the fingertips and your two thumbs, but that light would all converge at one spot there on your forehead. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but that's the intention we'd like you to set. And then hold your fingertips 2 to 3 inches away from that spot on your forehead. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now just go ahead and drop your hands down to that point on the throat. And so you're not touching the throat, but you've got your fingertips all pointing at that one spot on the throat. Got it?
Okay.
Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is back along the jawline where the jaw, again, right in front of your earlobe, just below a little bit. One hand on each side of the head. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, and the next one up to the temples. So, again, 2 to 3 inches distance, holding one hand on each side of the head, pointing towards the temple. All right, and so this process, I'm going to ask you to hold your hands in these points for about 60 seconds to each point, and then maybe we'll do a total of 6 minutes. And this process, this is not the space to explain to you how it works, but I want you to experience results in that the healing does take place. But what it does, it reprograms misinformation, bad or faulty programming at levels of the conscious mind, all levels of the subconscious mind. We hold the intention that it reprograms anything at the cellular level, because we know that we hold memories and intelligence in every cell in our body, and also anything that may be generational or inherited. So we hold that intention. And what I'm going to ask you to do, Amy, is go back to this earliest memory of being held back from kindergarten. There's one image in your mind. I could maybe ask you to draw a picture of it. I won't. But there's an image, a scene, where either you're standing there looking at the school, your mom is telling you that you're going to be held back for a year. Maybe it's you in your room feeling bad about it. What is that one moment in time that comes up for you when you think about being held back from kindergarten?
Disappointment.
Okay, but the scene, if I was to ask you to describe a picture, is it your mom telling you? Is it you crying afterwards? Is it what?
The scene that comes to me is I'm just sitting on my bed and I'm sad.
Okay, but perfect. And that's good. And you probably haven't even thought about this for a while. And for some people, you know, if it's the death or loss of a loved one, it may be the moment they got the news. It may be seeing the at some point during the funeral or whatever. Or whatever your memory is, if we were working specifically on your only on your the miscarriage, it may be that moment that the doctor comes in and tells you that the baby is not viable or whatever. But you understand, for listeners out there, find that one moment, that one picture that represents your earliest painful memory that we're working on here. And the only thing you do is you close your eyes and think about this image while we're doing this process. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, so Amy, I'd like you to begin by holding your fingertips, direct them towards that spot between your eyebrows on your forehead. And this, they say that you're not supposed to have a lot of dead time on radio, and mostly this is a silent process. So I'm going to give you moments to think about it, and I'm going to give coaching a little bit along the way. But there's nothing for you to fix. I hope that you have begun with the hand, with the fingertips directed towards the spot on your forehead. Listeners, go ahead and do this as well. If you're listening on a delayed recording, this doesn't have to be done live or in the moment to work. You could listen to this recording over and over and pick a different memory and let me guide this through you, and you will see amazing results. Just focus on that one picture and notice what happens. You're not there to judge it. You're not there to try to fix anything or to make it better. You're just noticing like an image, like you're staring at a photo. But hold your attention on this image. And just notice what you notice. And feel what you feel as we go along here. Just,
okay.
There's nothing to do. And just totally be in the moment. And a couple of different things for listeners, just so we don't have so much dead air time that can happen while you're doing this process, is all at once, while you'll notice that it doesn't hurt as much anymore, sometimes if there's multiple people or objects in this scene that you have, go ahead, I'm going to pause that thought right there and bring your fingertips down to the throat. And
okay.
So both hands pointed to that spot on the throat. And if you're driving, don't do this at all. There's people that are listening, but if you can all keep your eyes closed, really focus on your thoughts. Sometimes these images can be very bright and colorful, very detailed, as you first thinking about them. And then as we do go through this process, you may notice things start to fade out. Or you may not feel like you're right in the middle of the scene. And then you may feel like you're moving further and further away and you're looking at it from a great distance. Many times when people do this, and as they are healing, the very first time it can go from a 10 or a 7 or a 5 down to 0 on the rating. Almost every time it will go down by at least a couple of points. And then you can continue to do this process to where you get it to where when you think about this memory, it's just information. But you don't have that. It loses its power over. And so now go ahead and move your fingertips up to the jaw. So one hand on each side of the jaw there, right in front of the earlobes, 2 to 3 inches distance. Now, when I do this process in session with a client, we do it very customized and actually put the hands up where they're in different points. And we use other points as well as these four, but for a general healing for everyone to participate in, this works perfect and it works great. We can get more specific and get even stronger results when it becomes a custom. And just notice what you notice. And if for listeners and as well as for Amy, you don't need to answer me. But if you have noticed that your feelings about this particular event have changed, take a moment and say a quick prayer of gratitude to your higher power, because that is where healing takes place. That's where it comes from. And when you're done with that prayer, return your attention back to the center. Many people, I don't want to pull Amy out of her experience, but I'm sensing that she's almost done now. Many people in 30 seconds, 60, 90 seconds, or 2 minutes, they're done. They don't need to go through the whole process. I'm going to run you through the whole process just so you can get a feeling for what this is. And for the listeners who are following along, that I don't shortchange you. And so go ahead and move that up to your temples now. One hand on each side of the head, up to your temples. And we'll just go for about a minute. If there are some timekeepers out here, no, this is not exact timing. I'm going by what I feel like is right intuitively in the moment for this. And so if you realize that I either didn't go a full 60 seconds or went over, it's okay. It still works. And just notice what you notice. Now, at some point, you might find yourself thinking about something else. Just realize, I'm not even thinking about this memory or this event or something else. If you find that you're doing that, just gently bring your attention back to this image. That's actually a really good sign when that happens, because it tells you that it's losing its power to hold you, to anchor you into this negative experience. And when you heal that, then you stop recreating it over and over again in your life. Okay, so Amy, you can go ahead and put your hands down now. Normally, I would do another round of 30-second speech, but because of our technical difficulties, we got started a little late, and you've got the process. So, listeners at home, if you'd like to just keep going, just guess about 30 seconds and go through the 4 points one more time. And as you're doing this, you can spend more time than I've done on this, or less if you feel like it's. So let's check in with Amy now, and this is where Amy got on here to be very vulnerable, and I really honor you, Amy, for being willing to do that. But when we are willing to be vulnerable is when we enter a space of power and growth, and so thank you for coming on and being willing to do this to me.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate it. Now, I'm a little bit vulnerable, too, because this could be a train wreck. It might not have worked at all. It might be worse. And so I'm going to see what Amy has to say. Now, Amy, when you think about this this moment of when you realize you would not be going to kindergarten, and right now it even upsets you over to level 5 out of 10 after all these years, is that still the same now, or does that feel different to you?
No, it's different. I would say it's like down to like a 1. Like, the image, it was kind of dark and dreary, but when I was cycling through all those different places, the image became brighter and brighter and brighter and much more clear.
Everyone has a very unique experience. I've even had people tell me, and I've even seen it myself, that it starts to play like a movie, and it will create a different ending. I was working with one lady. I work with a lot of people with sexual trauma and abuse. And she said that her abuser, as she was going through this, got down on his knees and begged her to forgive him and totally changed the outcome of how she felt. So it will even create a new ending sometimes. It's amazing the different things that can happen. Sometimes you'll feel like you were feeling one thing and you realize that what you're really feeling was a whole different thing. You start to see the truth of what was going on. And when you see the truth, there's no pain associated with it. And the healing will continue. You're down to a 1 now. Over the next day or two, it'll probably continue to process. But you're welcome to do this process. Now, that's cool. So we took it. You've been carrying this for, I don't know how old you are. I'm not going to ask you to stay on the radio. But if you were 28 when that didn't just barely happen, you've been carrying this memory for probably 30 years with you. And in a matter of 5 minutes, we was able to just totally, if you go percentage-wise, we knocked that down by a ton, and we didn't do it. We know that this comes from creative resources. But let's check in and see, even though all you were focusing on was the kindergarten issue, let's check in with your memory with this high school scouting super high, with your dad being in charge of that. Now, you said that he was feeling up to an 8 out of 10. And let's check in here and see what you're feeling now.
That one is like a 4. So I think there's still some more processing to go over with that.
Okay. So you could do this any time today or the next few days. You could spend a few moments and think about, find that one moment, that one picture for you, that one image, and think about that scout hike. But we took it down by half. And we wasn't even addressing it specifically because it was linked to the same combination of emotions and feelings. Let's move forward in time to your miscarriage at age 28. You had that rated, but the stuff that was still coming up is rated at a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. How high would you rate that now?
At a 3.
At a 3? So that's more than half what we took it down by. And if you was to think about other things that may have this same combination, you realize those have reduced by more or less the same percentage as well. And so that's what I had for you today, was show you how a series of events in your life that may seem totally different can be linked by the feelings, the negative feelings and emotions that we carry about that. And when we can heal those, then we create that, what's the right word? When we heal them, then we don't keep recreating that same event over and over. again in our life. Basically, we use the example of a rock in your path and you try not to focus on it. Well, we just pull the rock out of the path. You don't have that junk that you're trying not to focus on, and therefore you can keep your eyes and your intentions on where you really want to go in life instead of where you don't want to go. So,
I like to think of it as, because there's negative energy and there's positive energy in every situation. If you take the negative energy out of any situation, then you're just left with the positive side and the beautiful things that happen. And so it's releasing the negative energy that's drawn me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But as long as you haven't released it, and even if you're trying not to focus on it, that's what you will tend to create. And I've seen that over and over again as I've worked with you. So that's the show that we have for you today. Amy, thank you for coming on today. You have some stuff that you're working on. Would you like to tell them a little bit about what you and how they could get a hold of you, what kind of what you do? Because you do some amazing things to work and move people in life. So tell us just a little bit about that before we go.
Yes.
I caught you off guard here. I'm sorry.
No, that's totally fine. I am in the process of writing a book, and this all came about last week when I was working with my personal mentor, and I'm at a place where I am able to accept personal mentoring clients. I'm running a mini course, 4 weeks of sessions. And they can email me at Amy, and that's A-M-I-E .masterconnector@gmail.com. Or my phone number is 435-764-1751.
Perfect. That's awesome. So repeat that one more time for the guys that we're still writing down. Your email,
sure,
and your phone number.
Yes, my email is Amy, A-M-I-E .masterconnector@gmail.com, and my phone number is 435-764-1751.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And for me, Bill Barney, thank you so much, Amy, for being on today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And to be vulnerable and to give me a chance to, rather than just talk about this process, for people to experience that. And I hope that you listeners have joined along and experienced it as well. I'd love to hear
Yes. Your
about that. And also, you can get a hold of me. Join our online community on Facebook at All Things Possible, Inc. You'll just look us up for Chris Barney or Bill Barney. And All Things Possible, Inc., and join our Facebook page there. And you can be connected on with what's happening with us. We are always having events, and this week I'm doing a very fun one. So we are doing a very special event at a senior center this Thursday. And it's not really one that we invite the public to because it's in the middle of the day. So don't have any public events right in the moment coming up. But if you'll connect with us on Facebook, We'll keep you posted of what's coming, of course, and get some great information there. As well as our website is www.allthingspossible.biz. That's biz.biz. And we're just going to go ahead and close this radio show out. Thank you for joining us today. Have an awesome week, and we'll see you again next month. Thank you, Amy. And we're out.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.